This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. It's been 10 years since Denver imposed an urban camping ban to fight homelessness in the city. During that decade, Denver police have arrested only 3 people and issued 45 citations. Opponents of the ban still consider it inhumane and a criminalization of people who need help. The ban supporters say the city isn't enforcing it strictly enough. Denverite's Kyle Harris spoke with Colorado Matters about what's changed over the last 10 years.
Denver has more shelter beds now than it did before. One of the big sticking points before was there weren't 24/7 shelters where people could go without having to check in every day. Those now exist. The city has housed thousands of people and built thousands of units of affordable housing, with more in the works, though it's still not enough. We're about 50,000 units of affordable housing behind.
Denverite's Kyle Harris. There's more on Denver's camping ban at denverite.com. The biggest flight attendants union in the country is backing Frontier Airlines' bid to buy Spirit Airlines. The Association of Flight Attendants announced its endorsement Tuesday. The union represents crews at both airlines. The announcement comes as JetBlue Airways begins a hostile takeover of Spirit through its shareholders. Spirit recently rejected JetBlue's offer to buy it outright, which would have brought a larger payoff than Frontier, along with antitrust concerns. Teller County commissioners are asking the governor to declare a statewide wildfire emergency. The request comes as the High Park Fire continues to burn there. Some 600 homes have been under an evacuation or pre-evacuation notices due to the High Park Fire, as well as 75 rural businesses. As of Tuesday night, the Teller County Fire has burned more than 1,600 acres. It was nearly 70% contained. This is CPR News and KRCC.